Two people have been killed in the Kenyan town of Nanyuki following protests against controversial US plans to establish an Ebola isolation facility at the nearby Laikipia Air Base. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The deaths occurred after demonstrations erupted over the proposed 50-bed center, which is intended to treat US citizens affected by the ongoing Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Witnesses reported clashes between protesters and security forces as roads were blocked and tires set alight across the town. One of the victims has been identified by relatives as 27-year-old Charles Mangaro Mwangi. His family says he was not taking part in the protests and was shot while walking to visit a friend after work. A second man was brought to hospital by soldiers and was declared dead on arrival. The circumstances surrounding his death remain unclear. Authorities have not officially confirmed the fatalities. A police spokesperson said he was unaware of any deaths linked to the unrest. The protests stem from growing public opposition to the proposed Ebola facility, which has sparked fears about potential health risks despite Kenya having recorded no Ebola cases. Critics argue the center could expose local communities to danger, while supporters say it is part of international efforts to combat a regional health emergency. Last week, Kenya's High Court suspended the project after rights activists challenged the plan, arguing it posed serious risks to public health. The court has since extended the suspension and ordered the government to disclose details of the agreement with the United States. President William Ruto has defended the proposal, saying Kenya agreed to support a long-standing ally in responding to the Ebola outbreak and insisting the government has the capacity to protect the public. The situation remains tense, with a heavy security presence deployed across Nanyuki as concerns over the project continue to fuel debate and demonstrations. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.